It jumped out the window.
Oh my God.
I was on the sixth floor.
Jesus.
And it survived.
Oh, it also just licked its...
The next morning I woke up and all my goldfish had no eyes and no fins.
I do all that.
Why do you suddenly get Butch? What's your terrible dog's name?
And Antoninus. No. And
there's a lot you don't know about.
But there's a lot about you I don't know. You're quite right. Welcome to another edition of Judgmental. Now, I have been judging this week, and actually for a few weeks, Rivals.
Oh.
It's brilliant.
Is it? What's so good about it?
Oh, it's brilliantly done. They've done it wonderfully. My wife is a huge Rivals, well, Jilly Cooper fan. And I was introduced to Jilly Cooper when I met my wife and oh, okay, fair enough. And then I met the wonderful Jilly Cooper on a number of occasions. Absolutely delight. The actual national treasure. And then they came out with the first series of Rivals and I watched the first one. I went, oh, okay. And I didn't watch any more, but it was a huge hit. And then the second series came out. So I binged watched the first series and it was brilliant. And now I'm into the second series and it's equally brilliant. It's so fabulously acted. It's brilliantly cast. All the characters are perfect. I haven't read any of the Rutcher Chronicles, so I don't know the story. So it's marvellous. Now, I know Rupert Campbell-Black's supposed to be 6'2", blonde and blue-eyed, but Alex Hassel, who plays Rupert in the show, is, well, he's brilliant. He's absolutely perfect. So it's been great. I'm loving it. Loving it.
I had a strange experience watching a set of things called Outlander.
Oh, yes.
I was with my sister in Australia and she was up to series, whatever it was, 8 or something. So I watched part of that. And then I had to go backwards and binge watch the whole thing. And I did it in literally 3 days. I mean, I did not leave the sofa. I was loving it so much.
I can't.
And then, Anton, the worst thing of worst things, I had to wait 2 weeks to see the final.
Oh!
I hate that.
I don't
mind
that.
The very ever last episode, they made us wait and wait and wait worldwide.
Oh, really?
Yeah, worldwide.
I've not seen any of Outlander.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Oh, okay. You will love it.
I shall watch that.
It's so good.
I like the old-fashioned way of waiting a week for an episode. I mean, I watched quickly series one of Rivals because series two had started and my wife was desperate to watch it and she wouldn't watch it without me. Brilliant. So, okay, we did that. But I like the 1 week, one episode. I like that. I don't want to have to binge watch because I like the expectation. I like the build-up.
Oh, I
like
hate waiting a week.
It's like Bake Off. I love Bake Off, and I like the fact that you can, you know, watch it on a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday night. Tuesday night's Bake Off night. So it's strictly Saturday night, strictly. Yeah, as it should be. No. I don't want to binge watch.
I love binge watching. I hate waiting that 1 week. I just go, oh, no, I'd rather the whole thing be put up, and then I watch it from the beginning and keep watching it.
No.
You see?
I think it's disappointing that people can't wait. Just wait. Enjoy the anticipation. Enjoy the build-up.
You probably want to go back to where you used to have to change the telly with
I
the knob.
I don't have to get out of the chair. I don't have to get up.
Getting up out of your seat and changing the telly with a knob. Anyway, darling, today we're going to be talking about pets. But before we tackle our listeners' questions, I want to know about you, my love.
Mm-hmm.
Pets?
Yes. Absolutely, I have pets.
What sort of pets?
I have dogs and a cat. I have 3 dogs and a cat.
Oh.
I'll give you a brief rundown of the pet situation. When I first met, I didn't have pets before I met Hannah. So Hannah had a little dog, a Dachshund. And then we got another one. After we'd been together for a while, we got another one, a little new one, puppy. And then the first one, Obi, sadly passed away. So the new one, I shall tell you the name. Shall I tell you the name?
Well, yes.
I shall tell you the name. Antoninus.
What?
Thank you for asking. No. Antoninus is the name of our little Dachshund, another Dachshund. Now he gets separation anxiety. So we had to get another Dachshund, obviously. And it cured him overnight, I have to say that, by the way, because he was ripping holes in the doors and stuff. I mean, terrible state of affairs. So we got another one. And obviously the children, and Hannah named that one, was called Branston. So anyway, number of years later, we got these two little dogs, and sadly, Branston passed away. Antoninus is still going strong. And so we had to replace the little Branston with another dog, another small dog, I said to my wife. We'll get another small dog, don't get big dogs. So we obviously replaced it with one small dog. We replaced with two large dogs. That's how much sway I have in my house. We've got two fox red Labradors, exactly, and a Dachshund, and they are called Fox and Trot. I name them.
Wow.
And we've also got a cat.
This is turning me off pets forever.
No, yeah, we've also got a cat called Snowball, and that's the animals that we have at home.
So you're both a dog and cat lover.
I do. I love it.
I'm more of a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Than cats. However, that being said, when I moved to the country, we had a stray cat.
Did you?
Yes. And it used to eat all the mice.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. It'd kill. It was fabulous. I loved that. So it was keeping the garden tidy. So it had a use, because I never ever thought they were very useful. But of course, they are. We never let it into the house, mind you.
Oh, did you not?
No. All that fur over my beautiful white furniture. No, dear.
I love that.
All of my soft furnishings.
Now, you made the statement, we had a cat. When you say we had a cat, there was a cat that went round your garden.
No, my sister ran over the cat. She backed over it, killed it. We had a stray dog that my father called Buddy. His full name was Bud Weiser.
Naturally.
My father was an alcoholic.
Of course.
And he drank beer, so of course the dog was going to be called Budweiser or Foster's or something.
As long as it wasn't called Tenants Extra.
But, and I have had King Charles Cavaliers.
Oh, yes. Yes, you look good with one of those.
Yes, they were quite nice.
Lovely ears.
Lovely ears, and they looked lovely too. Mm. But that sort of, they went out the window when...
not literally, I hope.
When I split up, someone had to get the dogs.
Right.
So,
do you not keep the dogs?
He got the dogs.
Oh, no. Did he?
Yeah, he got the dogs. But yeah, I was a patron of Battersea Dogs and Cats Home.
Oh, were you?
As well. Yeah. Still am, actually.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, so jolly I think good. That's a good cause. But I don't have any pets.
Oh, would you get some in the future? But you're never at home.
No. I would forget to feed them.
Yeah, that would be
and
bad.
Plus,
as a patron of Battersea Cats and Dogs,
I don't want my holidays to be limited.
You can give them to people, or house sit, Anton, or put them in kennels.
I have enough pets at home, really. I've got
Jonathan.
No, that's just rude.
Just rude. I take it back.
No, we have deer.
Oh,
I have all wildlife. We have
ducks. They're not really in the house. They're just
no, but they're lovely. We have a hedgehog. We've got all sorts at my house. So nice. I don't really need a pet. And they all look after themselves.
Yes.
And we've got Canadian geese that come in every year to visit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's great.
They can make a mess of the lawn.
Oh, no, I don't mind that.
Okay.
They're quite noisy,
Don't go walking on your lawn.
They do. If you come near them, they generally come towards you to try and attack you.
Yes.
I quite like that for, you know, people visiting.
Mm.
So go down there with the... with the Canadian geese and see what happens.
I think that's plenty about us.
No, it's not, actually.
You'd like more?
No, because I just remember a little story I'd like to tell about an animal.
Oh, okay.
Working with dogs. I was in Annie, the musical, playing Miss Hannigan.
Yes.
And there was a dog in the show, of course.
Naturally.
You know. And I was doing my office scene. I never see this dog because it's never in my scenes. Then the dog came on stage running about looking for sausages because Annie had to hold a quarter of a sausage in her hand so it would run to her. The dog was in my office scene, which was a solo where I'm just sipping gin by myself. This dog was running about the stage. It was hilarious. Anyway, what were you saying?
that is now... enough from us, but yes, we should get on with the pod proper. What do you think, Miller?
I think that's a really good idea.
And now coming up, as ever, the gold standard, where our resident butler bring us secret golden envelopes to spark the conversation. Judgy much?
Love that too.
Our quickfire judging round. And later in the show, we'll be responding to one of your juicy confessions. Judging me?
Judging you.
Oh, yeah. Off we go.
Dearest patrons of the Judgmental Veterinary Centre,
we are writing to inform you that your pet has been assessed and regrettably remains exactly as they were.
Despite our best efforts, they continue to display a range of concerning behaviours.
These include sprinting without warning,
ignoring perfectly good advice,
and consuming things that cannot reasonably be described as food.
When questioned, they showed no remorse.
When presented with evidence, they attempted to leave the room.
Several owners insisted this behaviour was part of their personality.
Because when animals behave this badly,
and their owners defend them this enthusiastically,
there is only one thing left to do.
Judge them. Welcome to Judgmental.
It's time for the gold standard.
I bring the gold.
And of course I bring the standards.
So, butler, thank you so much. Let us have it.
Fantastic. Oh, this week is all about our fabulous furry friends, darling.
Come on, let's get into it. Do you want to start?
Yes, I'm going to go centre. You have a voice note.
It's ringing.
Excuse me, Anton, will I fetch that? Hello, CRH.
Hi, Craig and Anton. Kate here, and I need help, please. I'm not the biggest dog lover in the world, but I did agree to dog sit for my friend because I'm a good person like that. But when I turned up to her house, she failed to mention that her dog sleeps in the bed with her, and it's the bed I've got to sleep in. It's a big chocolate Labrador, and, you know, he's cute enough, but I don't want to sleep in a bed with him. No. But there's nowhere else for me to go.
Oh.
Can I kick him out, or do I just have to endure it?
Oh, no.
Please help.
Oh, no.
Did you hear anything?
I heard all of that.
Oh, good.
Oh, no.
magic, isn't it?
That's tremendous.
I personally do not like dogs in the bed ever.
I'm with you.
Ever. I hate it when they jump up on the bed.
No, I don't jump up at all.
They think they own it.
No.
Chocolate Labrador will leave so much hair. Oh, no. You wake up and you're just smothered in dog breath.
No. Oh.
No. Dogs are lovely when they're curled up on a nice little thing by the fire. Yeah. You know, a dog
hearth.
Bed.
Yes.
A dog bed. I would not endure it.
No.
No. Don't stay there.
Kate, I've got three dogs at home. We don't even have them upstairs. They don't go on the furniture.
Oh.
They stay on the floor. They have dog beds. No. It's a disaster, to coin a phrase from a friend of mine. Definitely not in a bed. Now, the cat, on the other hand, does come and lay on the bed.
Oh.
But... yeah.
Is it a big furry cat?
No, it's not actually. He's not actually short-haired. But I'm not a massive fan of that. But the problem is with the cat is you turn your back for a second and suddenly they're there on the end of your bed. So I don't mind the cat on the end of the bed, not up the sleepy end.
What sort of owner are you? Strict or softy?
Oh, I'm quite strict. I don't like dogs, certainly, on furniture. Let alone upstairs in a bed. So, Kate, no. You'll have to... Don't you get shut him downstairs or her downstairs in the kitchen. Just go to bed and sleep on the thing.
I was house-sitting a cat in Paris and it was for a month. And I thought every time it meowed, I had to feed it.
Oh,
and
my
I was told
God.
To give it Sheba. So every time I went, I gave her the tin of Sheba. When the owner came back, he said, what have you done to my cat? Because actually, it used to sit on top of this sofa, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the sofa used to be in a straight line, but by the time it came back after the month, it was bending. There was a dent in it. The cat had put on an awful lot of weight, but I didn't know what I was doing. And plus, I wasn't that fond of that cat because it could open the fridge. And it ate 10 like pounds worth of my ham, my jambon de Paris. It got its paw open and it went in the fridge and it ate the whole
This is
lot.
The most extraordinary cat I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Do you know what else it did?
Started smoking cigars, galois.
No, it jumped out the window.
Oh my God.
I was on the sixth floor.
Jesus.
And it survived. I couldn't believe it.
I can't
believe it. I think I'd be a disaster looking after cats. I think dogs, I don't know. I could babysit a dog, but the cats, no.
My cat loves a rabbit or a little sort of vole or something, or shrew. All of those little scurrying animals. My cat, it becomes like a ninja assassin. He is ridiculous. He'll come at, the early part of the year when they're all sort of little babies, he comes back. It's like a kill zone on the outside of our house. He'll come walking down the path with this thing dangling from its chops. We go, Snowball, put it down. He's
cats are too aloof for me. They sort of parade around thinking they own the place.
You sure you don't see some sort of familiarity in them, a synergy with a cat? You sure you don't see a little bit of oneself in the cat?
Yeah, but the point is I do own it. The cat wouldn't own it, darling. But they do. They're a bit snooty for me. Mm. That's why I think dogs are friendlier. That's why they're called man's best friend.
Right. I'm going to take the one closest to me. Here we go. You have a voice note. Oh, two voice notes in a day.
Wow. This I can't exciting. Believe that. Well, that means you get to listen in.
Righto. Thank you, Butler. Here we go. You ready? Hello.
Hi, Craig and Anton. My dad talks to his two dogs all the time, as if they're people, but in a really high-pitched voice. He sounds like a seven-year-old girl. It's getting increasingly embarrassing, especially when out in public, in the shops, round the park, but he just doesn't seem to care. In fact, he's doing it more than ever, and I don't know how to make him stop.
Oh. Well, there is an easy way to stop him. Gag him, darling. Give him a good talking to, or yes. Bribe him.
Yeah. No, I think so. Good talk. He might be just doing it to irritate her, though.
He might it sounds like he's sounds committed. Like
I don't do that. I speak to my dogs in a sort of a bit of a sort of farmer sort of... I do all that.
Why do you suddenly get butch?
I don't know. I don't know what's the matter.
You're normally very lovey-lovey.
I know. I can't. I get all like that.
All right, darling, don't you say all that.
No.
All right, dear.
Hello, my loves. In you come. No. Dirty paws. No, I don't do all that.
Oh.
No, I do. I get very farmery with the dogs.
That is so weird. I really thought that you'd be all high-pitched, you know. What's your terrible dog's name?
Antoninus.
Antoninus.
No.
Hello, Antoninus. How are you, my darling? Oh, does Antoninus want a little treat? A little piggy? Is that how you do it?
No.
What do you do? All right, my love. How are you, darling?
Like Danny Dyer.
Antoninus. All right, darling.
You sound like a camp, Danny Dyer. No. Antoninus.
Antoninus. What's Ninus mean? I got the Anton bit.
It's think Roman emperor.
Oh.
Antoninus.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was a Roman emperor.
Oh, there you are.
Mm.
I should have known that.
Yeah, I know. I thought you'd have been ancient.
Just
Roman.
Sounded like you were upping yourself. You know.
Again. That's twice in a day.
I mean putting yourself on a huge godly platform.
Me?
Yes.
Moi?
Yeah, like naming your dog after a Greek god. that's called Anton.
The god Anton?
Yes.
Oh.
Sad. That, my loves, was the gold standard. And now, let's move on forward to Judgy Much.
It's time for Judgy Much, Pets Edition.
It's quick-fire judging, darling.
And it looks like I'm in the hot seat.
You are indeed. Right, here we go. Remember, it's quick-fire.
Quick-fire.
Dressing pets in clothes.
No, don't do that. Tragic.
Sharing food with your pet.
No, not off your plate. No, don't feed the pets off the plate.
Pet birthday parties.
Absolutely not. It's a pet.
Calling yourself a pet mum or dad.
No.
Constantly posting your pet on social media.
Yeah. Ugh.
Letting your pet lick your face.
Oh, it also just licked its testicles. Just know this. Before it licked your face, it was licking an intimate part of its own body or another dog's body. Just so you know.
Can I just remind you, it's a quick fire.
My apologies.
Grooming your pet so they look like you.
Yes. No, can't be ridiculous.
Pets in pubs.
Yeah.
Giving your pet a human name, like Anton.
Like Brian. Yes, fun. Call it Antoninus.
Walking a cat with a lead.
Stop immediately. Yeah, off we go.
I don't know. Can you walk cats with a lead?
Not really.
You must be able to.
Probably. Stop walking a pig with a lead. You can get these miniature sort of pigs. You can get these pig pets.
Yeah, but pigs
you?
Need to be on a lead.
No, pigs aren't a pet. That's the most important point about this.
Some pigs are pets, Anton. I mean, you've obviously lived in the city too long.
Yeah.
No, but do you really let your pet lick your face?
No, God, no. Don't. Heavens above. No, don't lick me. They're not licking anything, my hand or anything.
But dogs love that, don't they?
It's their way of showing affection. It's their way of being kissed. They're kissing you. But they've just kissed their own bottom.
I'm surprised you didn't like... oh, you do like dressing your pet in
no.
clothes.
No.
And a little,
although I do quite
and
like
a little tie and
no.
a three-piece suit.
Tragic. No. I like the idea of putting, like Antoninus, for example. He's a little old boy now. I like him...
You've got to change that name. It's dreadful.
To Antoninus? No.
Antoninus.
In like a winter jacket, winter coat. Like they put them in those sort of small coats for dogs of a certain age. I like those at winter. Stick him in his coat and off we go for a walk. I like that.
Yeah.
Nice. Cat on a lead? No.
Cat on a lead is hilarious. You said that you liked posting...
Yes.
On social media.
Because they're great. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to see pets. I mean, some of the best social media. Who has not? Hands up, everybody in the room, who has not found themselves one evening whilst either in bed, I know we shouldn't look at our phones when we're in bed, or while we were having a coffee waiting for something, we've gone down a rat hole of dog or cat Instagram reels. Exactly.
I've never done that.
You
said put your hand up if you have. I've never done that.
I'm staggered. Everybody loves dogs and cats doing stuff.
I've never done that.
Wow. Are you sure?
Positive.
I'm amazed. Have you never seen dogs doing ballet?
No.
Haven't you? Or was nothing quite like watching a great German shepherd doing a plié?
No.
Oh, okay. You haven't lived. Dogs conversations, they're the best.
What, on socials?
Where you ask him, and you go, ooh, and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but none of that's real, is it?
I know, but it's hilarious. I like all that. Oh. I can find myself getting down a rat hole of that, I tell you.
I'm finding our friendship could be at an end.
On unsteady ground. Well, and just like that, my love, this week's quickfire judging is done.
Boom.
Done and dusted and covered in fur.
Oh. Furry.
Let us know what you think. Please. We're dying to know what you think. Contact us at judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
Darlings, it's time for Judging Me, Judging You, my favourite part.
where we've picked out one of your delightful emails, complete with a juicy little pet confession.
And so it's time to judge you.
Now, before we read our juicy confession, a quick shout out to Emily Murray, who DM'd us. I like that. DM'd us on Instagram saying her dog Reggie will run around in a circle with a sock in his mouth every time she plays the Benny Hill theme tune. You know that one.
Yep.
Now, that's something I've got to see. Thanks, Emily. Keep them coming in, everyone. That's gorgeous.
It is. But today's Judging Me, Judging You story came via email, who, for anonymizing purposes, we are going to be naming Greg. Dear Anton and Craig, I need you to rid me of my guilt. A couple of weeks ago, my flatmate went away for the weekend and he asked me to keep an eye on his tank of fish while he was away. An easy job, I thought. He said they'd need feeding once and that was it. Anyway, I woke up on Saturday morning and three of the fish were floating at the top of the tank. In a panic, I flushed... He flushed them away.
Oh, no.
I went straight to the pet shop and thought and bought three more of the same fish to put in the tank. Sneaky.
Yeah, no good.
He hasn't noticed yet, but the guilt is eating me up. What should I do?
Say nothing.
I don't know. I...
Say nothing.
No, tell him.
No, don't tell him.
Tell him what you did. It's eating...
They could have been snoozing. Greg's...
Huh?
They could have been just snoozing fish.
Oh, don't even go there. Now, well, let's assume that they were actually dead.
Okay.
But the thing about buying new fish is you could be, introducing disease into the tank. And the owner should know. It's true. Listen, have you ever...
Well, the only person to suffer would be the other fish.
Yeah, but then that poor owner won't know why all his fish have now got white spots.
How do you even know there's a thing called white spot? Have you just made that up? Or do you know that's a thing? How do you know about tropical fish?
There's a lot you don't know about.
But there's a lot about you I don't know. You're quite right. There's also a lot that I don't know.
No, I used to have fish, obvs. But you would never introduce three new fish into someone else's tank without telling them. Because they have to actually be quarantined first. And plus, you can't just dump them in that water.
Why?
Because they have to acclimatise. The change of temperature, even if it be by 1 degree, could kill them.
I love the way you go, I used to have fish, ovs. What do you mean, ovs? Like we know you had fish.
I had some lovely goldfish, actually. And I thought, ooh, I really fancy, you know, those fancy fantail ones.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Oh, lovely. And then I introduced some other fish in the shop. And they were called Silver Rudd. Well, the next morning I woke up and all my goldfish had no eyes and no fins. The Silver Rudd had eaten the eyes and eaten all the fins off the body. And it was just literally a body that was still alive.
Oh, no.
Wiggling. That was a horror situation because I grew up with little goldfish.
Oh, no.
It was all the Silver Rudd. Gee, I hated them in the end.
What happened to them?
Those Silver Rudd. I put them in a pond.
Did you?
Yeah. My friend took them. I put them in a bucket. I said, do you want some Silver Rudd, darling? He said, I'll sling them in there, yeah, because the birds will probably pick them out and eat them anyway.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I just thought just desserts, really. I mean, you know, my poor fan tails. No tails.
Oh.
No fanfare.
No. Just after dinner mints floating in a tank.
Oh, yeah, can you qualify those, after dinner mints floating in the tank?
Well, you know, like sort of, those gold papered, these after dinner mints wrapped in gold paper.
I think you need to be more specific then. Yeah. I was thinking of a chocolate minty.
Yes,
thing.
A chocolate mint, a chocolate after
You're
dinner mint.
You're talking about the wrapper.
Yes.
Well, thank you, if you could qualify that next time.
Were you not pouring tea at any stage?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
You only have to ask nicely.
Oh, thank you. I'd love
Excuse
some
me,
tea.
My
Excuse
lovely me, friend Craig. Would you mind pouring me a cup of tea?
I had a friend once I went to visit and he had little sort of like gerbils and things. They probably weren't gerbils, but little furry animals. And they're in a cage. And I went, oh, these are nice. And I got one out and I was stroking it. And he took it from me. I said, oh, he said, look what we do with these. And I went, oh, okay. He's only young. He's thinking he'd show me a little trick or something like that. And he threw it into a tank of snakes.
Oh, well.
And they ate them.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the food.
That's what snakes like to eat, mice, gerbils, all that sort of thing.
I was a bit horrified by this.
That's just nature.
I know, but it's a bit graphic nature, isn't it?
Well, I had mice as a child. I was very proud of them, two white mice. And they have a habit.
Why do I feel like there's a Cinderella story coming on?
No, there's not.
Did you turn it into a pumpkin, into a carriage?
No.
Oh, just checking.
They kept escaping, to my mother's dismay. And
your mother had a dismay? This is tremendous.
And they ate their way out of the cage I had them in. Like, they literally ate through the...
Not wire. What sort of a cage did you have?
No. It was board, compressed board.
Okay.
Like MDF.
MDF?
Like that. Yeah. And compressed sort of board. And they ate their way through it. And they got out and they ran under my mother's bed. And she was screaming.
Oh. My wife's not very good with
screaming.
Running animals like that. She has a bit of a scream.
But at least they were white. They don't look like proper mice.
No, quite. White mice. Anyway, Greg, thank you very much indeed for your story. My advice is say nothing.
Tell the owner, you deceiving man.
Don't tell. Don't tell.
If you'd like your opportunity to be very lightly and kindly judged by us, send your stories to...
judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
That's judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
And we'll try to be nice.
Of course we will.
Thank you very much indeed, my loves, for tuning into this episode of Judgmental.
We'll, of course, be back next week with even more drama, scandal, and truly astonishing levels of petting.
But until then, you can keep in touch with us at judgmental@bowermedia.co.uk.
Or find us strutting our stuff at judgmental.pod on socials.
I have been Anton Dewey.
And I, of course, am Craig Revel-Horwood.
See you next time.